Ghosts, cryptids, murder, conspiracies, beer, what, the ale.
Hello, friends.
Hello.
Welcome back to What the Ale. I'm Alana Ray.
And I'm Mama Jay.
Before we get into our normal episode, friends, we know we mentioned in our flight, but of course, we're just making it clear this is the first week of March episode. We've just been super busy with moving things and all the things, so we just wanted to let you know. But other than that, do you have any What the Ale moments, Mama?
My What the Ale moment is probably, I was in a little fender bender a couple months ago, and it was a 17-year-old kid driving a brand new red Corvette. And his mom acted like she was going to take responsibility and all the things. And then she's totally ghosted me. And so it's just frustrating because that's terrible role modeling for your kid. And it's real annoying. So, but tomorrow I am finally going to meet with the her insurance company to address the damage to my car and all of that. And then my youngest child was injured in that accident. Mm-hmm. And so that's frustrating too, because we're needing to start physical therapy and all the things. And it's just annoying when people don't take responsibility for themselves or their children.
For real. That's just, it's so stupid. Like, I don't know. It's not that hard to be an ass, like, or to not be an asshole, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, if you, it sucks. Yeah. Like your deductible or whatever is going to go up, or, you know, whatever, but like, just do
yeah.
it, man.
Like, well, and the funny thing was, like, when the kid got out of his car, he already had his mom on the phone, and she was like yelling at him, like, I can't keep paying for your fucking mistakes, and you're so irresponsible, and I can't trust you, and you drive too fast, and like all of this stuff. And then when I was talking to his insurance today, she was like, oh, they did document this accident. And I was like, oh, they did? Like, because they totally ghosted me. And she was like, oh, this was December 1st, right? And I was like, no, it was December 7th. And she was like, well, where was it? And then I described to her where it was. And she was like, oh, this is a whole different accident. I was like, well, yeah, but that's probably the accident that she was yelling at him about. So yeah, apparently he was in an accident 6 days before he hit my car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
But I don't know why a 17-year-old is driving a brand new red Corvette. Like, whatever. But anyways, that's my What the Hell, because it's just a headache to get all this stuff handled.
That's fair.
Yeah. How about you? Any What the Hell?
Let's see. I think, well, I quit my job, and my boss is giving me the silent treatment, which is really interesting. So, and I get it. I mean, it definitely sucks that I'm leaving, but I kind of expected at least a like, hey, thanks for all the good work you did while you were here.
Yeah.
On the silent treatment. So,
but maybe that's showing why it's a good thing that you're leaving.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. That's just been weird, but I have like a positive one. Me and my coworkers are all going to go out and celebrate my new job tomorrow after work. So I'm excited for that too.
Ooh, fun.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. What are you drinking today, Mom?
I am having an iced tea because it's an iced tea kind of vibe today.
You know what? Sometimes iced tea is great. I had an iced tea with lunch today.
Nice. What about you? Anything good?
I am just having some red wine. My partner and I were both having some wine with dinner today, so I decided to just keep that going.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
All right. So, Alana, did you know that the RMS Titanic has a much bigger, bolder, and haunted cousin?
Of course she does.
Do you know who her cousin is?
I mean, I would assume it's the Queen Mary.
Yes, ma'am. You're so good at these games, Alana.
I was going to say the other ship, the Olympia, that was like made at the same time as the Titanic too. So that was my other guess, but it's not as like big in the supernatural thing.
Okay. Yeah. So this is a British ocean liner that was built in 1936 by the Cunard White Star Line. So It was designed to be a transatlantic passenger ship. And, she had all the finest amenities. So, big fancy dining rooms, big swimming pools. It had daily radio broadcasts, which apparently back then was a big deal. It had a nursery for the kids, a hospital, and even a kennel for the passengers' dogs. And she could travel from England to New York in 4 days flat at a top speed of 32 knots.
Wow.
And I don't know if I mentioned it, but she's twice the size of the Titanic. So she was a big girl, big and elegant, and all the things.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. So then during World War II, she was repurposed for transport for military personnel. And so they tried to cram as many people in as they could on her. And so she often had like 15,000 soldiers into a space that was designed for 2,200 passengers,
Oof,
which
okay.
that had to be hell for those soldiers. And it said that during the time that she was a transport for military, she carried over 800,000 servicemen. Back and forth to different locations, because she would pick people up from America or Australia or, all the different places, but all of them to fight in World War II. And during that time, obviously, she was stripped of a lot of her amenities and her beautiful decor and all of that stuff in order to create more space for soldiers. And they also painted her gray, so more military style vibe. And so she then got the nickname Gray Ghost,
Oh, okay.
which I think is kind of fun.
That is a fun name for like a military ship. I like that.
Now I do want to talk about a few, because there were some notable deaths on the ship. So I want to tell a little bit about those. There are also some things that were rumored that there is no evidence for, but we'll get into that. So in 1936, Sir Edgar Britton, who was the first captain, he died of a stroke in his cabin. And that was like the year that she was born, right? Yeah, 1936. So yeah, the year she was born, her captain died.
Sad.
And then I don't know if you have ever heard of the Curacao incident.
I feel like I have, but I am needing a refresher.
Okay. Yeah. So the Curacao was like one of those ships that like how do you call it? It's trying to like guide her. So it like zigzags in front of her, like guiding her.
Like a tugboat?
Not a tugboat. Like it wasn't attached to a tug, but it was just like kind of like leading the way.
Oh, okay. Like a skipper? I don't know.
I don't know what it's called. But so this was on October 2nd, 1942. And as the Curacao is like guiding her, and the zigzag is to like throw off like possible missile attacks and things like that. But the Queen Mary, as I mentioned, is very fast, and she weighed 82,000 tons, and so it was hard to slow her down. And so unfortunately, she just plowed right into the Curacao while it was zigzagging in front of her and basically split that ship in half.
Oh my gosh,
I
wow.
know. So, I mean, you can, imagine that probably many people died just on impact. And then, obviously a lot of people were trapped on both sides of that boat when it sank. So probably a lot of people were drowned being pulled down with the boat. And then there were people like floating in the water. A lot of them died of either drowning or, hypothermia kind of things. And then it was said that some people did get sucked into the propeller of the Queen Mary as it passed by.
Oh my goodness. Wow.
Now the one thing that, because it was like wartime, so apparently wartime protocol was that the Queen Mary was not supposed to stop for any reason. So the captain, Cyril Illingworth. He didn't stop, but he did report it to some British destroyers that were nearby. But it took them 2 hours to make it there. So nearby, but not super close, because it took them 2 hours.
Right.
And
yeah.
So, yeah. So of the 430 men on board, only 99 survived and were rescued.
Wow. Okay. That's so sad.
Yeah. So this is going to bring us to our first ghosty bit. So people say that they can hear screams in the boiler room, and some say like the front of the ship, you know, in the boiler room. It just has like a really dark injury or energy, because that's where the ship made contact with the Curacao.
Okay.
So just really sad incident. I mean, that's a lot of people to die over just like a total accident. But yeah, I wish the captain had planned that better. I don't know who is responsible or if anybody, whatever, but you know,
yeah,
that
and it's hard too
it was preventable.
Yeah, it's hard too, because I always think, like, in this situation, I keep thinking of, like, sometimes you're driving and suddenly something is going slower than you think it is or something, and you like slam on
Yeah.
the brakes a little bit. Like, I'm like, with a boat that big.
Yeah, it would be hard to slow it down or turn. So
Yeah.
it's just so sad.
But it is very sad. It's such a tragedy that that happened, for sure.
Yeah. Now I'm going to tell you, well, the next one is 1949 Senior Second Officer William Stark accidentally poisoned himself by drinking from a whiskey bottle that had laundry. Well, there's two reports. One is laundry detergent, and one said that it had acid in it.
Okay.
But yeah, so apparently he drank that expecting it to be whiskey, and somebody was storing detergent or something in it. So he ended up dying.
That makes me think of like how people will like store like stuff in random jars or
Yeah.
whatever, that, you know, so like it totally makes sense. Like we put bacon grease in tomato sauce jars, you know,
Yeah. Yeah.
but
Well, and it's funny, because my grandma, you know, she like upcycled or whatever, she did everything. So like even like butter containers, she would put stuff in, you know, she like cleaned anything she could and used it for some other purpose.
yeah.
So I could totally see that somebody innocently put their laundry detergent in there, and then he ended up drinking it.
I mean, that I've heard is a very painful way to go. So that's very sad.
Yeah. Now there's also a rumor, and this one is not substantiated, but there's a rumor that two women drown in the first class swimming pool. And so these two ghosts are seen around the swimming pool, and they're wearing their 30s or 60s attire respectively, because they supposedly died during different decades. And then there was a rumor that a little boy fell off the boat, and that he kind of hangs out in that pool area, and that a little girl named Jackie also died somehow, you know, in that area. And then, so all of them haunt the pool. We'll get into that a little bit later about whether things are rumored or proven. And then this story, you know, I found this on a couple different sites, so I think there's probably at least some truth in it, but apparently a cook died in a pretty horrific way. So, you know, they had picked up some soldiers in Australia, and, you know, some of the things say, well, the Australians were complaining about the food. You know, I don't know what they were really fighting about, but the rumor is that they shoved the head cook into the oven
Oh
and
my
basically
goodness.
burned him to death.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, people, I mean, people just say that they can hear screams near the kitchen, you know, and like, it feels like it's reliving the fact that he was like roasted alive. And, you know, this is one of the ones that I'll say, there are no records to say that this is how the chef died or to substantiate these rumors. But, you know, people tend to believe it, and, you know, I don't know it's true or not, but I'm just putting it out there.
Right.
Now this next one we know is true. It's documented. So in 1966, an 18-year-old crewman named John Petter, got crushed by door number 13 during a watertight drill. And so this was like an automatically closing door. So like if the ship was taking on water, like these doors would automatically close to like block the water from getting further into the ship.
Okay. So like they wouldn't stop if like a person was in front of it or something.
Yeah, I mean, my take is they're just very heavy doors. So I don't know why, if he knew this drill was happening, I don't know why he was near the door, or why he, couldn't get away, or how fast the door is moving or anything. But it is documented that he was crushed by the closing door, and
Wow.
so he's often seen wearing white coveralls. And people like say that like you'll hear him whistling, or he'll like ask people for his wrench or something. So yeah, but I think that's interesting. Now, Queen Mary ended up being retired in, let me see, 1965.
Okay.
And that's when she found her home in my beautiful hometown of Long Beach, California.
Long
And I'll just share that as a kid, like, the Queen Mary was there, and then the plain Spruce Goose, they were like both there. And all of my parents and all of their friends, like the big thing was to go to parties on the Queen Mary. Like if you went to a party on the Queen Mary, that meant you were like in the know, like all the thing.
the
So,
epitome of class.
huh?
The epitome of class.
Yeah, but I remember, because my mom was not like a swanky party goer type, but I remember she went on a party on the Queen Mary, and she felt very like, oh, look. it's a beautiful ship. And they still, to this day, it's like a tourist attraction. It's a hotel and a museum. And they do ghost tours. And I have only been on the Queen Mary once, and it was for a New Year's Eve party. I don't know, what year do you think that was, Alana? That was like,
Maybe like 2014, because I
yeah,
think
I
I
was
was
gonna
a
say.
teenager, but I don't think I was like out of the house yet.
Yeah,
So,
you weren't out of the house, because I remember we had my cousin come sit with you guys at a hotel nearby while we went to this party on the Queen Mary. And so yeah, I mean, it's old. I mean, you can see that it was like beautiful and whatever at one point, but it definitely is old. But it's still a really fun place to have a party, and we had a great time. We did not have any ghosty experiences, I will say that.
you did.
Huh?
Yes, you did.
We did?
You don't remember the party?
What about the party?
Girl, you told me when you came home that there was like the room next door to you or somewhere on your floor was like raging and having a party. And then when you went and talked to the people, they were like, "What party are you talking about? There's
Oh
nothing
shit, I
going
totally do remember that.
on." Then wasn't that a thing? Like,
Yes.
I feel
Oh my
like
God, I forgot about that.
I was like, I thought you totally did.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. See how my memory goes?
That was also like 10 years ago, so.
No, yeah, I do remember that we heard things, and then later other people were like, what? Like that was nothing. But when we went there, it was cool too, because everybody's in their formal New Year's Eve gear, but they had the ice skating rink open, so you could like ice skate in your formal gown. It's kind of cool.
That sounds difficult. Like,
Yeah.
if you had a long gown, can you imagine trying to ice skate? That'd be hard.
Yeah. So anyways, I just wanted to share personal experience, but so I found that in the actual official records, there are 55 reported deaths on board.
Okay.
But this article did note that, records weren't always completely accurate, or things weren't always documented. So there could be more. Some people definitely suspect there was more.
Okay.
But the 55 consisted of 16 crew members and at least 14 passengers that died on board, but most of them were natural causes. And then, of course, the accidents that I've mentioned.
Okay.
So some of the things that people experience on the Queen Mary is the severe temperature changes, so the drop in temperature. And so other than temperature changes, there was also reports of knocking. And Alana, I don't know if you remember the episode of BuzzFeed Unsolved, where, I don't know, a guy dressed like a captain, I don't know who he was, But he was telling Shane and Ryan that he did the, what is the, was that shaving a haircut or something?
Shaving a haircut, yeah.
Yeah. So he did that, and then, he heard the in response.
I do remember that.
And then other things, just the like slamming doors, screaming, lights flickering on and off. Yeah, so I mean, just kind of all the things that you usually hear about in a haunting. There's a report of sounds of children laughing and splashing in the pool, and then saw wet footprints walking outside of the pool when nobody is there.
Oh, wow.
And there, of course, is a lady in white because there is always a lady in white. But this lady is happy and dancing in the lounge.
Good for her. You know what? We
Yeah.
always hear about sad ladies in white. Good for a dancer.
I know, crying ladies in white. So, it's good to hear a lady in white that's like, having her fun time. Now, I'm going to get to the haunted rooms, but I do want to say, claims of hauntings apparently became more prevalent in the 1980s. And then, those stories continue to grow and grow and grow. And then in 2008 is when Time Magazine listed Queen Mary in the top 10 hundred or top 10 most haunted places. And so that's gonna bring us to a couple other rumors that we don't know if are true, but there's a stateroom that is supposedly haunted by a spirit of a person who is murdered there. And then there's another story of a young girl who haunts that sec a second class swimming pool. And then a father who murdered his two daughters on board.
Oh my goodness.
Now, Cunard, the shipping company owner, whatever parent company, says that those kind of things are not in the records, that nobody ever drowned on board. And that like the only serious injury around the pool was a person that dove into the first class pool and injured her lips and nose on the bottom of the pool. And that
Ouch.
nobody was ever murdered on the ship.
Okay.
Now, Kennard notified a passenger on the ship that her family had been killed in a murder-suicide in Virginia. And so people are saying maybe that story got twisted into something happening on the ship, but they stand firmly that nobody was ever murdered on the ship.
That could also be like an insurance thing. I mean, I'm not trying to like stir the pot here, but they could have, oh, that didn't happen on the ship. That happened, the ship.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, but rumors, legends, urban legends, like those kind of things happen. So I don't know it's true or not.
Oh,
But,
totally.
the ship is reportedly haunted by over 100 spirits, and the most spirited room is stateroom B340. So 340. And this is where, the activity there is so intense that a lot of the members of the crew won't go there. So this is another rumor that in 1948, a third class passenger named Walter James Adamson mysteriously died in there. And so there's belief that maybe it's his ghost that's haunting that room. And then there's another theory that claims that staff locked a man into the third class room after he murdered two women in the 60s. And again, the parent company says nobody was murdered, but whatever. And during the night, he was heard like beating on the door, screaming for the guards to let him out. And then when they opened the door in the morning, they found his body bloody and mangled,
Oh my gosh.
that he had been ripped apart. And but he had yelled that there was something inside the room with him.
Oh, my
And
goodness.
then when the ship was retired, three third class rooms were combined that created that one larger room, B340. And that's, when people started reporting odd things. Now, other women who have stayed on the ship say that they've awoken having their bed covers ripped off of them, or seeing a man at the end of their bed, or hearing voices, faucets turning on and off by themselves, things moving, not being where they left them, that kind of thing. And then The ship apparently received so many negative reports about room B340 in the 70s that it was closed off to the public for over 30 years. And then it was finally reopened as a haunted attraction. And this is 2018.
Yeah.
I sort of thought it was before that, but yeah, this source said that it was reopened as a haunted attraction in 2018.
You know, I feel like with the room, though, you still have to reserve it. Like, it's not like you could just randomly get it. Like, you
yeah,
have
no, I think you have to pay a pretty penny for that.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I know, when I saw And That's Why We Drink, they actually ghost toured there, and I'm not going to tell their stories. Y'all can look that up if you want to. But they, like, while they were ghost hunting, apparently, like, Zach Bagans had been in the room the night before, so the energy was like the darkest they had ever.
I was gonna say, the energy was pissed off if Zach was just there because he likes
the energy was not happy Zach was in the room. But they were saying that like it was very active and like probably the most like reactive place they'd ever gone ghost hunting. So
yeah,
I do think that is interesting that it was closed for so long and reopened.
Yeah. And we, you know, we had done the ghost tour, but, you know, again, it was like a million people on the ship for New Year's Eve. So it was very crowded and everything. And when we were in the boiler room, I did see this man in this fine Victorian get up, but, you know, with some steampunk vibe. And I was like, but, you know, he turned out to be an actual bartender, not a ghosty person. But I did love his vibe because everybody else was just formal and he was kind of this dark, mysterious thing. So
he committed to the bit, you know, and I appreciate
yeah.
that.
No, it was very cool. But the boiler room, I mean, it, I don't know, probably every boiler room just kind of feels creepy because it's kind of dingy and dark and whatever. But I mean, but so it definitely felt like weird down there. But yeah, we didn't have any experiences down there.
Okay. That's funny.
Yeah. But again, there were lots of people there. There was a bar set up in the little corner. I mean, it was a small, tight little bar in the corner. And they had, you know, they had cocktails and like, little vials, you know, so
yeah.
Little shots, you know? So, yeah, so we did not witness anything in the boiler room, but that apparently is a very active spot.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, any thoughts on the Queen Mary? Anything?
I just think there's something about Mary, you know. I think
yeah.
she has a spirit to her. I think she, you know, I feel like every big ghost thing I've ever watched definitely covers her at some point. So there's something.
Yeah.
I was just thinking when you brought it up, I was like, I remember like one of the first ever episodes of Unsolved Mysteries I ever saw, like the older one from the 80s, was they were on the Queen Mary.
Oh, really?
They were like talking to the captain, and he would like not Robert Stack, but whoever they were interviewing was saying that he like was on one of the stairwells, and there was this like man who like just was like walking really closely behind her on the stairs and like uncomfortably close, and then when she got to the top he was gone. And
oh my gosh.
Well, I'm glad it was a ghost, but that's creepy that like someone
yeah
was
either way it's creepy. Yeah. But I, you know, I would actually like to go back and revisit and do the ghost tour with a smaller group, you know, when we're not all tipsy from champagne and informal wear.
Yeah, like on a Tuesday afternoon when no one's
yeah.
there. Like,
yeah, I would like to go with a smaller group and just see how the vibe feels then. Because, you know, when I was on the ship, it was definitely a party vibe. You know, and they do put on a good party. So if anybody's looking for a place to have a nice party, they, you know, that ballroom is great. And they had different rooms for different kinds of music and all the things. It was great. So if you're looking for a party, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I would like to go back and do the ghosty things when it's a little quieter and less chaotic.
Yeah, I feel like a New Year's Eve party is, it could be the best and the worst place for hauntings to happen, because maybe people won't realize they're hauntings, or maybe,
yeah,
you know, like the ghosts wouldn't come out, you know? So either way, it's like, it's interesting, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's all I got. I was trying to keep it a little bit short and sweet since our flight was so long, but I definitely think it's worth a visit if you're in Long Beach. And you know, Long Beach is fabulous. It creates beautiful people. I'm just saying.
It does create beautiful people. We have lots of family members who hail from Long Beach, not just you.
Yeah. But yeah, so if you're ever in that area, I definitely think it's worth seeing. And, I mean, yeah, it's definitely not as grand as it once was because she's getting old, but you can still picture what it would have been like back in the day. And, they do their best to try to keep it up. But, it's a museum, it's a hotel, it's just kind of a tourist attraction. So,
Yeah.
you get that feeling when you're there too. But it was very cool. Definitely want to go back.
Yeah, I mean, any pictures I've seen of the ship are absolutely gorgeous. So I
Yeah.
would love to go someday, myself. So maybe we'll
Yeah.
make that happen. But
Yeah. Well, if you ever get back on the West Coast, we'll see.
girl, don't at me right now.
No, I'm excited for you, but I'll miss you.
I'll miss you too. But at least we have a weekly conversation already
Yes,
penciled
we do.
in.
Definitely so. That's why I'm grateful for this and grateful for you.
Yeah, and we appreciate you all, friends, and I appreciate you for telling us the story, Mama.
Yep.
But anyway, some housekeeping things. Just keep following us on Instagram at whattheelpod. You could DM us there or email us at whattheelpod@gmail.com if you have any spooky stories or anything like that you'd like to share with us. We are getting our Patreon bonus episodes uploaded for March. Well, our single episode, not multiple. So keep an eye out for that. And outside of that, friends, I just want to say we appreciate you and I appreciate you, Mama.
You too, baby.
All righty.
Can
Bye,
I get home?
friends.